أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله أو أتتكم الساعة وغير الله تدعون إن كنتم صادقين بل إياه تدعون فيكشف ما تدعون إليه إن شاء وتنسون ما تشركون ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون فقطع دابر القوم الذين ظلموا والحمد لله رب العالمين قل أرأيتم إن أخذ الله سمعكم وأبصاركم وختم على قلوبكم من إله غير الله يأتيكم به انظر كيف نصرف الآيات ثم هم يصدفون. Say, show me if the punishment of Allah were to come to you, or Qiyamah had to come to you, could there have been any other God that you would have called? Reply if you are truthful. But you know, the truth is this, that on that occasion you will call unto him. And if it be his will, he will remove the distress that occasioned his call, and you will forget all the partners, all those false gods that you joined to him. At the time of affliction and constraint, when there is no other refuge, then it is natural for man to ask and to beg Allah Ta'ala's assistance. And as soon as the assistance of Allah Ta'ala reaches him, then he forgets all the promises that he made, the vows that he had undertaken, and the pledges that he had made of being committed to Allah Ta'ala. And we had sent our Rasuls to their respective nations, and we had trialed them with difficulties and adversities, that they may humble themselves. Then when our punishment had come to them, why didn't they humble themselves? But the fact is this, that their hearts were hardened, and Shaitan had beautified their deeds for them. Henceforth, when they had forgotten all the warnings and the admonitions, then we had opened up to them the gates of all comforts, until they reached a point where they began to become proud in the gifts that they enjoyed. Then we had taken them by surprise. And behold, they were plunged into despair, and the last remnant of the unbelievers was cut out, and all praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the world. So this is the sequence of events. This is how it starts off. The Rasuls come, and the message of Allah Ta'ala comes to respective communities, whether it is through the Rasuls or through people that are representing the Rasul. Then people receive the message of Allah Ta'ala, and they receive the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in this time, some people are heeding, some people aren't heeding. And then adversities, difficulties come that may shake them up. they may come back to their senses. Then there are those who really do take heed, but they are the majority that is totally disconcerned, they disregard, they ignore all this. Then, when they ignore all this, then what happens is, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Pak says, we open up the doors of all luxuries and all comforts. Things begin to open up for them. Wealth, prosperity, health, everything opens up to them. So they become drunken in that pleasure, in that comfort, until when they are rejoicing, when they are proud in the midst of all these favors, then we take them suddenly, we seize them by surprise, and then they are plunged into despair. So the punishment of Allah Ta'ala comes and overtakes them by surprise. The time that they are in the midst of their joys, midst of their celebrations, then Allah Ta'ala takes them, then they are plunged into despair. So Allah Ta'ala says that at the time that they had been confronted with these punishments, these trials, what was the right thing for them to do? Tadarra'u. That they should have humbled themselves, lowered themselves, humbled themselves, and turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the logical thing that they're supposed to be doing. They see with their eyes that Allah Ta'ala is the supreme control, and He's bringing about these conditions, difficulties and adversities. And the right thing, the sensible thing was to plead to Him, to humble yourself, acknowledge your problem and correct yourself. But then, with the passage of time, the hearts begin to become hard, and further shaitan also makes your deeds all alluring and attractive. So they forget that there is a God, they forget that He is in control of all type of circumstances, they are disconcerned about their pleasures and their comforts, and the continuity of their comforts. That becomes the major concern. Everything else is forgotten by the way. قُلَ رَأَيْتُ مِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمَعَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala draws our attention to something that we should be reflecting towards. Say, show me, if Allah Ta'ala were to take away your hearing and your sight and seal up your hearts, can there be any God besides Allah Ta'ala that could have restored them? See how clearly we explain our commands, our words, in different ways we explain all these proofs of ours. Then to these people turn away. Say, show me, if Allah Ta'ala's punishment had to come to you by surprise or openly, can there be any person that will be destroyed except the wrong? It's only the wrong that will be destroyed. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We see when calamities befall, difficulties come, then the godly, the righteous, they are protected, Allah Ta'ala takes care of them. And those that are plunged in wrong, they are the ones that suffer this destruction. مَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we send the Rasuls only to give good news and to warn those who believe and correct their ways, and on them is there no fear nor do they grieve. And those who reject our messages, then the punishment will get them because of their continuous transgression. See, I do not claim to you that I have the treasures of Allah Ta'ala, and nor do I claim that I have knowledge of the unseen, nor do I claim that I am an angel. I only follow the revelation that is sent to me. Say, can the blind and the seeing be held equal? Will you people not reflect? And give this warning to those people that fear, that they will be brought back to their Rabb. At a time when they will have no friend, no one to intercede on their behalf, that they may be able to guard themselves from wrong. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. And don't turn away those people that call on their Rabb in the mornings and evenings. They only desire the countenance and the good pleasure of their Rabb. So don't be concerned about their material conditions. Don't be concerned that these people don't have any social status. They are poor, they are weak. Rather, look at their focus, what they are focused towards. They are focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They call Him in the mornings and the evenings. Their only intention is the good pleasure of Allah ta'ala. So these people, though they may not have any type of a social standing, they may not have the type of wealth, but you aren't to chase these people away. Ma alayka min hisabihim min shay, for you aren't at all responsible for them, nor are they responsible for you in any way. Fatatrudahum, and if you do turn them away, then you will be amongst those that are unjust. In this manner, do we try some people through others. Someone is wealthy, someone is poor, someone has some social standing, some doesn't have the standing, some is held in esteem and respect, and the other has no esteem and no respect amongst people. So these type of trials we set up, لِيَقُولُ أَهَاؤُلَا, that these people that have no understanding, they may say, are these the ones that Allah Ta'ala has favored amongst us? In other words, they don't have any standing, they don't have the wealth, but can these people be the people that are favored over us? We have a social standing, we are recognized, we are known by the public. So are these the ones that are favored over us? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala ends this entire dialogue in one straight sentence, that does not Allah Ta'ala know best those that are grateful? In other words, Allah Ta'ala selects those that appreciate, and He knows people that are really grateful, that show gratitude, that appreciate. So the selection of Allah Ta'ala is not because of your standing, not because of your wealth and affluence, rather it is on account of the level of appreciation that you show to Him.